What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we pause to honor and remember Bobby Jenks, who passed away at the age of 44 following a courageous battle with cancer.
When I hear the news this morning, it was like, wow, everything went to my mind. You know, most of the players I'm talking to right now, they like crushed.
And it looks like Bobby Jenks warming in the bullpen for the Sox.
Bobby was kind of ahead of his time. I mean, there's a lot of guys now that throw like Bobby, but like when he first came up, I mean, he was embarrassing guys.
Scouts will tell you the best pure power in the majors comes out of the right arm of Bobby Jenks. It had him as high as 102.
He was like a mythical figure, this Bobby Jenks guy that throws 100 and is out of the woods of eastern Washington, Idaho, up there, and you're just like, what is this guy all about? And then you got to know Bobby, and he was had a great heart.
Bobby Jenks will pitch the ninth for a reliever with these fans on their feet. I can tell you firsthand, this is as good as it gets in the ninth.
Man-child, the monster, the biggest monster of the midway. You know, Sasquatch, what I mean, this guy brings it.
He go.
Let's go to Ron on the South Side on the Score.
My memories of him is when Ozzie would do the hand gesture.
Guillen looks down to his bullpen on his way out, and he makes the sign to the bullpen, give me the wide, tall guy.
Ben is in Queens.
What I remember about Bobby Jenks more than anything else was that 60-foot, 3-inch curveball.
See if Jenks brings it back, another hammer. The 1-2. Curveball swung on this, strike three. He's out. Three fastballs, two curveballs, and the last one just disappeared.
That was the Bobby Jenks that I remember.
White Sox 3 outs away from their first World Series title in 88 years. Bobby Jenks, the 24-year-old right-hander, takes over. And what does this mean to the South Side? A collection of neighborhoods like Beverly, Mount Greenwood, Hyde Park, back of the yards, Canaryville, Bridgeport.
Jenks with a deep breath. He okays the sign from the stretch with a runner at second. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Palmeiro. A ground ball past Jenks up the middle of the infield. Uribe has it. He throws. Out! Out! A White Sox winner and a world championship!
Marty in Highland Park.
Bobby Jenks will live forever in the most famous and important photograph any Sox fan will ever see.
The White Sox have won the World Series, and they're mobbing each other on the field!
With AJ jumping on them.
The celebration is on the mound right now.
I just remember I didn't want Jenks to jump on top of me.
Bobby Jenks has tied a major league record! Retiring 41 consecutive hitters! Unbelievable!
He was just an anomaly of unfathomable proportions. And as a teammate, he was the best. He's just a good person.
And the Chicago White Sox are the American League Central champion. What a job pitching by Jenks and by Jenks.
You play for the love of the game, the joy of it. It's what I love to do.
Bobby, at the end of the day, meant well, and he will be sorely, sorely missed, man.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes Show. We've got you until 6 o'clock today. There's a lot of stuff for us to do and for us to talk about as the All-Star teams have been put together. We will spend a lot of time on that. There's one little football nugget that we might get to before the show is over today. Great work by Chris Tannehill, as per usual. Our guy Alex had a wonderful weekend. Your Yeti cup is over there.
Oh, there it is.
There it is. That man's Yeti cup belongs to Matt Spiegel.
Hello, Yeti cup.
I just realized it because you were in the hallways like, anyone seen a blue Yeti cup?
Anyone seen a light blue Yeti cup? Anybody? Nope. All right.
So has it been here the whole weekend or did you leave it here earlier?
I'm going to say yes, all weekend long because I did hit and run from the domicile yesterday morning. So yeah, it's been sitting there for 3 days and it's still here. Props to the Score staff for not stealing it, although I guess not many people are here over the weekend.
Yeah, usually this studio pretty much sits empty. But thanks to Mully and Haw for taking care of it, not like throwing it out. Or anything like that. And I'm sure Marshall and Grody were just like, someone left their Yeti cup.
I guess that's just part of our world now.
Yep.
Like, nobody moved it or anything. It's just, it's going to be there in between the view.
Well, I'm glad you didn't lose it because you've been losing stuff lately.
Dude, I really have. What is that? And I don't think it's old age. I mean, I guess it has to be. I don't know. I just leave stuff behind.
We're also, as a society, a lot more preoccupied with a lot of things, and there's a lot of information that's being thrown at us.
That's true. And I am sometimes on my phone when I leave other things other places.
That is definitely something to factor in.
I enjoyed the conversation that we had in transition, and man, did that...
Beautiful bit by Tim.
Oh, my goodness. Goosebumps. And the hair's standing up. Props to Joe Buck for doing the research on Southside neighborhoods.
Yeah.
I forgot that. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, I think so.
There's a couple more you can mention, but he mentioned a lot.
He gave you a few. And, you know, props to Joe Buck's intern, I should say, for doing the research.
Props to Joe Buck. Like, he seems to care about that stuff as much
he
as
does.
People act like he doesn't.
Right. But, like, man, it's just beautiful. And all those bits of the final call, you heard Rooney in there as well. And just so Stoney and all of that. Because when you get the last out of the World Series, Lawrence, you are like, it was the caller who said, you're forever immortalized in the most important picture a White Sox fan will ever have. I thought he said it very, very well.
It's funny because yesterday, you know, we're talking to a lot of different people around baseball with all of it. And I got a text from Rick Hahn. And I was like, can you give me something, like give me a statement on Bobby Jenks? And here's what he said. He said, this is a little wordy, but true. He said, Bobby Jenks will rightfully always hold a prominent place in the hearts and among the happiest memories of Sox fans from this era. I hope the fact that his memory will forever be a source of joy for so many people provides some solace to those of us fortunate enough to also know how kind of a soul was taken from us too soon.
Man, that's beautiful.
It is beautiful. That's from Rick Hahn.
That's beautiful stuff. Lovely.
And it fits what you're saying and what Tanny did. The idea of someone being attached to something that means so much to so many.
Absolutely. He's immortal. He's immortal in that way. I mean, that video and that image is going to be there forever. And the picture of that image, it's in the hallway here. That picture of that image is going to be, you know, in the basements of Sox fans who are the children of current Sox fans. They're going to hold on to it. And that's Bobby. And there's something else about, like, being that guy at that moment when they win. Everybody runs to you. Like, AJ runs to him. The team leaves the dugout and the bullpen, and they all run to him.
Canerco puts the ball in his pocket.
Yeah, smart man. But, you know, and all the fans, like, you're watching. All the energy goes to that guy. What a uniquely powerful thing in sports that is.
And the energy is, like, right there before the final out. Like, people are...
You're focused. You're that guy. You got to get it done.
Everyone is counting on you to be that guy, and you've been that guy for the 6 or 7 weeks leading up to that. Bobby Jenks had been that for the White Sox, and then that moment he's out there and you get that last out and the relief, you know, that you feel. He's such an interesting character.
He really is. One more thing on that moment. Mike Montgomery, who got the last out for the Cubs in 2016, ended up like in the Korean League and got in trouble a little bit with his temper, I think, in the Korean League and maybe in the minors as he was trying to stick around, maybe once in the majors, I forget. But there was a great article written about, like, his sort of fall over the next several years from that moment, you know? So Bobby's life post that moment, like it's not that it was sad, because it wasn't necessarily sad or anything.
He had 240 save seasons after that.
Dominance.
And I think at 36, like he...
I'm just saying it had a heaviness. I'm sure it had a heaviness, because when you have that moment, it has a presence in the rest of your life. Mostly for good, maybe all of it for good, but I know for Montgomery it was a little bit heavy on the negative side.
I think that there was a lot of growth between the person who showed up at the White Sox, the person that was in the Angels organization. There was a lot of growth between that person and the person who passed away this weekend. And I think most people that talk about Bobby Jenks speak on it. And the difference in him, you'd see him at Sox Fest years later, and he was this refined, like wearing a hat and an ascot. Like there'd be these like wait a minute, that's Bobby, like Bobby the Wild Man, and he's out here in a fedora and he's waving and saying hi. Like there was a lot of growing up that happened. And there was a lot of joy that happened with him once he got to the White Sox as an organization. And that's why the gesture by Ozzie, I wonder if in an honest moment, if we asked Bobby, if that probably calmed him.
Yeah, probably because did. That's why baseball players do that stuff to each other.
And that's Ozzie being 100% Ozzie. That's Ozzie like saying, this is my guy. And guess what? Because he's my guy,
yes,
he's y'all's guy.
You're right. And so I wasn't putting a meanness on it from Ozzie necessarily. It's the nature of baseball. The love language is to give each other crap.
100%. But that's why I wanted to point out, like there's this kinship that grows when you're the new guy and we're expecting a lot comes out of you.
Dude.
And there were guys who had strong personalities. And I don't mean necessarily in front of cameras, but inside that clubhouse on that team.
And there was nobody stronger than Ozzie. There was nobody stronger than him. But no, you're very right, Lawrence. And when somebody is new and awesome, they have to also be humbled in that atmosphere. We talk about it with PCA. This year.
Yeah.
That like the new superstar, who's going to keep him grounded?
I actually think that kind of thing. That's a fair comp too. I mean, I get that it's position player versus pitcher, but I think that the connection that Cubs fans have with PCA, there's a similarity to White Sox fans and Bobby Jenks. The idea of, hey, this guy represents me. Like this guy is us. And for whatever reason, like with PCA, it's the style and it's what you want to be associated with. It's the excellence of his play on the field, plus the fact that he is comfortable enough to play with some panache.
Mm-hmm.
With Bobby Jenks, it's like, look at this guy. Like this is our guy right here. Our guy's coming in here. You know what he's gonna do? He's gonna throw 101.
And you're gonna know it and you can't stop
and
it.
And you can't do a damn thing about it. And we found him in Idaho. Yeah. Or whatever, you know what I mean? Like we just happen to find this guy. He walks in here.
For $20,000 off of waivers?
Yeah, like we need something.
Yeah.
We need something and because the other two closers are either hurt or ineffective, and this guy comes in and shuts the door for you.
It's good stuff. And we're going to talk to Pitching Ninja at the top, because who was that? Was that Konerko in the open who said like the stuff at the time? That's what got us thinking about Pitching Ninja, because now every team seems to have two, maybe three dudes who throw 98 plus with a nasty secondary pitch. As recently as 2005, that was not the case. So
yeah, I was trying to explain it yesterday. I was texting with Sean Sears when you guys were doing the show, and I was like, man, like the whole a guy coming out of the pen throwing 100 with that nasty curveball. I was saying, you know, looking at all the closers at the time, Mariano is Mariano. He's the all-time great.
Throwing one pitch, throwing a cutter.
Yeah, one pitch in on your hands, and that's it. Soft contact guy. And I was trying to think of, you know, Hoffman was Hoffman. But
with a changeup as his main thing.
Yeah, but then also, like, you know, Joel Zumaya was a contemporary, and he didn't last very long doing that.
How about K-Rod, Francisco Rodriguez? Similar vibe, too, because he showed up late that year for the Angels, and everybody's like, whoa, this kid is great. Let's just keep using him, shall we?
And we'll use him in these high-leverage situations, and we'll figure out what to do with him.
But, yeah, but Bobby was ahead of his time as a bullpen weapon in that way. So
it's very cool. And there's more that we need to discuss as it pertains to Bobby Jenks. So why don't we take a break, and when we come back, we'll hear from someone who knows him or knew him very, very well. and have that person share some thoughts and some stories on Bobby Jenks. It's Spiegel and Holmes talking about Bobby Jenks here on The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback. Flashback.
The message I have to the White Sox fans and to Bobby Jenks, number one, is he, you know, he gave us everything that he had and performed very well for the Chicago White Sox. And I'm proud of the growth as a person, as a player, you know, as a dad. He's a heck of a dad too. People, a lot of, you know, fans don't know that, but this is a good guy.
Kenny Williams back in 2011 as the White Sox traded Bobby Jenks to Boston. That was his last season in the major leagues. It's the Spiegel and Holmes Show. We are talking about the life and times of Bobby Jenks here on The Score. And it's been great to have the good lead in by our guy, Chris Tannehill. If you would like to hear that open, you can rewind. Use the rewind function in the Odyssey app if you're listening on the app. So you can hear, and we'll probably give it another run before we're done today.
Yeah, we ought to. He had 40 or more saves in both 2006 and 2007. Had 173 saves over 6 years on the South Side. It's second most in franchise history. And got 41 straight out in 2007. I mean, that is more than 13 innings. That's almost 14 perfect innings. Think of him, if he's a one inning closer, that's 14 outings, and you're like, oh boy, yeah, that guy's just good. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. And that was the record in the American League until Mark Burley followed his perfect game with what, six more perfect, something like that, or five more perfect.
You come onto the scene and it looks like the Angels have given up on you as a franchise, and you find your way to the White Sox. That year you win a World Series. The next 2 years you're an All-Star.
Yeah, just absolutely dominant. That's quite the glow up right,
Lawrence,
there.
As a Sox fan, I want to ask you, because I was thinking about all these memories from 05 in particular, but like, we had that, the naivety of like not having gone through a World Series run, right? But I never felt nervous when Bobby Jenks was coming into a game. It felt like he was a weapon. It felt like the utmost confidence you had him out there. And wow. Sure, he wasn't perfect, obviously, but maybe it was because we were all going through it for the first time, so we were just living, you know, each moment to moment. But I always had confidence whenever he was coming out of that bullpen.
There were a couple of moments early on in 05 where you're like, is he walking too many people? But other than that, you're right. And once we got to the postseason, it was – this guy was going to, you were just waiting. You were waiting on the setup of here's 99 high and inside. Here's 99 high and inside. Here's a curveball. Go sit over there because you're out. And like, that's the level of confidence. And that's kind of what I mean when Spiegs and I are talking about the idea of, a guy connecting with a fan base. There is the here come the boom, like all of that stuff, like him walking out to the mound, us having a little bit of fun with it, Ozzy doing the thing that he does. Like there is a connection between Bobby Jenks and White Sox fan, or a certain generation of White Sox fan, that is never going to be broken.
Two blown saves in 05. Just checking numbers against the experience. You know what I mean, Tanny? Four in 06. So that's a whole season of 41 saves with four blown in 06. It's pretty damn good. And then 07, six blown saves over 40. But you never know what those particular moments are. The walks, the whip in 07 was under one, 0.89.
Yeah, that's real good.
That's real, real good.
That's real good. That'll make you an all-star. Don Cooper was the pitching coach for those teams. He coached Bobby Jenks. He was on the morning show today and had a lot of stories.
Bobby was an interesting character. You know, listen, there was one story I remember. This is just the personal one. I remember the first trip he went on. He got on the plane, you know, and he was behind me. You know, I was like in row four. He was in row five. And I heard him on the phone talking to somebody. He goes, "You're not going to believe it." He's whoever he's talking to. "You're not going to believe this. They just brought me a whole plate of food, and I'm having a Jack and Coke, and it's free." You know, it was, you know, Bobby enjoys. Bobby likes to have his good time, you know, and he, Bobby was a challenge for coaches, but not he was different, but not bad different. You know, Bobby was just a lovable. Good. He liked having a good time. He liked playing practical jokes. He liked messing around. And when he got out there, he took care of business. So you had to love him. And he had a good heart. Another story I remember, and I was thinking about this last night because I knew we were going to talk. And I, you know, it's hard, like if you don't prepare, you know, a little bit for your answers. Now, we were playing a day game in Milwaukee, and I don't know. I don't really remember, to tell you the truth. It was regular season. You know, it might have been an exhibition game, but I don't think so. I think it was regular season. We're playing in Milwaukee, and the place, there's hardly anybody in it. And Bobby had this little joke he used to play. He could make a bomb, you know, like, and I'm not even going to talk about, like, how he did it, but it would explode. And it wasn't harmful to anybody. It couldn't hurt anybody or anything like that, but it scared the wits out of everybody.
What?
And he did a bomb in the bullpen in Milwaukee. And let me tell you, if he did it nowadays, people would think there was a terrorist attack coming because it was that loud. And he got the biggest kick out of that because it scared the wits out of everybody.
I had not heard that. I've never heard the story. Dude made a bomb in the Milwaukee bullpen?
Let's call it a firework.
No,
how about
let's,
that?
Let's
good
call
old-fashioned
it.
The hot foot. Oh.
No, what happened to the hot foot with Bert Blyleven sticking matches between the sole of
everything
your shoe?
Everything evolves. Everything evolves, Speaks, okay? It's not the game you grew up with, okay?
Seriously, the hot foot, or like, how about a little shaving cream on the hat? Then you put it on, like, oh, no.
I like when the guy does the bubbles and then he puts it on the hat.
I like
and
that
the guy
too.
Never knows.
He never knows, and the bubble's just sitting there.
And
absolutely.
They're all just looking at him.
Hey, well, yeah. Hey, what's going on?
Wait, do I have one?
No? Oh, I all got right. A bubble up there.
It's huge.
That's fun. Another thing that's fun is when you let off a bomb, when you explode a bomb.
A non-harmful bomb.
I don't know, what? Alex.
According to Coop.
Yeah. Is that what he said, non-harmful?
Yeah, he said it wasn't harmful.
Oh, okay. All right, that's good.
That's why I'm going to go with firework. It being 4th of July weekend, this past weekend and whatnot.
I mean, fireworks still a little dangerous.
That's why I'm saying, like, there was a lot of growth from the guy that showed up here versus the guy who left here.
Well, turn on the fireworks!
Exactly, Farmio.
I think there was a lot of growth. He was a manager in the Frontier League. In
here.
Crestwood is the Windy City Thunderbolts. And the Frontier League is awesome. But he was a manager out there. And Ozzy was talking about on Saturday night on CHSN that he and Bobby used to talk managing in recent years because they shared players. Bobby had players.
Oh, from the Venezuelan League that Ozzy won the World Series
in. So Bobby had Windy City Thunderbolts that went and then played for Ozzy. Isn't that awesome? Because a lot of times, like, so your former player is a manager too. And Ozzy said they would go golfing so they could catch up about certain players.
That's great.
Is that beautiful?
It also, it shows, you know, like Ozzy's just awesome.
And he said that Bobby took managing very seriously and like really it enjoyed it. And the team went on kind of a hot streak towards the end of last year or end of Bobby's last year. I think they won 8 out of 10 or something. And their overall record wasn't great, but they went on a hot streak and Bobby always stayed positive. And talk about growth, becoming a manager when you're that guy.
That goes to show you like a little bit of a regret. Remember, we were supposed to go out there and see those guys,
yeah.
Like, you know, yeah. And then things happened around here, and you know, with Danny leaving, things got kind of crazy, and
yeah,
we never got a chance to go out there.
Was that me and Guff who talked to him?
Yeah,
it was me and Guff who talked to Bobby. He dropped a couple F-bombs. He was funny.
He was
awesome though. He was like really, like really likable and fun.
I think when you heard that POD coming out of the rejoin, it got him a little amped up. He said he had one batter left in him, you know.
I love that.
Like Buffon used to say.
He had one play, goal line. He's very specific. Doug was very specific that it needed to be a goal line play, but he had one play left.
Oh, man.
And it better be from the one.
Yeah.
Because that's all he's got left.
Yeah. Pretty good play, though.
Why don't we talk about Bobby the pitcher?
Let's do that, and we can do other stuff with Pitching Ninja.
Yeah, mix in a lot of Cubs stuff as well. I'm loving the Matthew Boyd story, and we can talk to him about the Cubs overall.
Yeah.
Pitching Ninja, Rob Friedman, if you've never followed his stuff on socials, you need to because you become a smarter fan when you do. We'll talk to him next here on The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.